Simone Weil, Gravity and Grace. I just wanted to say before I start reading that this essay is composed with aphoristic fragments. I have selected two excerpts to read and will leave a longer pause before beginning the second section. Beauty. Beauty is the harmony of chance and the good. Beauty is necessity which, while remaining in conformity with its own law and with that alone, is obedient to the good. The subject of science is the beautiful, that is to say, order, proportion, harmony, insofar as it is supersensible and necessary. The subject of art is sensible and contingent beauty discerned through the network of chance and evil. The beautiful in nature is a union of the sensible impression and of the sense of necessity. Things must be like that, in the first place, and precisely they are like that. Beauty captivates the flesh in order to obtain permission to pass right to the soul. Among other unions of contraries found in beauty, there is that of the instantaneous and the eternal. The beautiful is that which we can contemplate, a statue, a picture which we can gaze at for hours. The beautiful is something on which we can fix our attention. The attitude of looking and waiting is the attitude which corresponds with the beautiful. As long as one can go on conceiving, wishing, longing, the beautiful does not appear. That is why in all beauty we find contradiction, bitterness, and absence, which are irreducible. Poetry. Impossible pain and joy. A poignant touch, nostalgia. Such is Provençal and English poetry. A joy which by reason of its unmixed purity hurts, a pain which by reason of its unmixed purity brings peace. Beauty. A fruit which we look at without trying to seize it. The same with an affliction which we contemplate without drawing back. A double movement of descent to do again out of love what gravity does. Is not the double movement of descent the key to all art? This movement of descent, the mirror of grace, is the essence of all music. All the rest only serves to enshrine it. The rising of the notes is a purely sensorial rising. The descent is at the same time a sensorial descent and a spiritual rising. Here we have the paradise, which every being longs for, where the slope of nature makes us rise towards the good.